Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. So the Grammys happened last night, and in case you missed it, here's a little roundup. The big winners were Childish Gambino and Kacey Musgraves. Gambino won 4 awards for This Is America. Not there to collect. That's kind of a bummer.
Yeah,
but good for him.
Why?
No.
Filming Star Wars, maybe?
Sure. Okay.
Anything else?
I mean, he is a busy dude.
He posted a picture. Oh, I have it right here. He tweeted a picture of him 2 days ago, and he has a blonde beard.
Oh.
He looks so rugged. But
I'm sure there's no shortage of movie roles for that guy, so whatever he's doing, it's got to be
having to do with
important.
He has a beard, though. How strange.
I know. It's all scruffy looking. Mm.
He won 4 awards for This Is America: Record of the Year, Song of the Year, Best Music Video, and Best Rap/Sung Performance. Kacey Musgraves also won 4. Golden Hour, her album, won Album of the Year and Best Country Album. A song called Butterfly won Best Country Solo Performance, and Space Cowboy.
She was the
one Best Country Song.
It took me a minute. During the Dolly tribute, she was the one with the big 70s, almost looking like a wig hairdo.
That was a wig.
It was her hair. I looked it up.
Oh, my God. I looked at that and went, that is a terrible wig.
I looked it up. She's got that big hair thing that she...
Who is it again?
Kacey Musgraves.
Oh. Look her up. She's gorgeous.
Yeah.
And she was the big country winner last night.
I saw her in the red dress, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah. She, it's funny. I hear great things about her. I don't know a whole lot about her. I don't know a whole lot about country music in general, but I was not blown away by either of the performances I saw. She did one song by herself, and then she did the Dolly tribute. I was like,
I didn't think the Dolly, I heard a lot of people who were all, oh, that is Dolly, everything. I kind of went,
You know, it's funny because I sort of expected to really like it, and because I love Dolly, and, you know, they do good songs and stuff, but man, Katy Perry, go away. I'm so sorry. She just, honestly, I'm not biting it.
What did she
say? I will
sing?
Not. She sang, she was there on the first song. I don't know what song it was, but man, does she, so Kacey Musgraves, first she does her part, and then. Is this Katy?
That's Katy Perry?
Yeah. This is Katy Perry, yeah. This is right in the beginning. It's a 10-minute tribute, huh?
Yeah.
That's Kacey Musgraves.
Yeah, I'm all done with her.
With Katy Perry.
Yeah.
Not Dolly.
No, Dolly's.
I love Dolly.
And then, gotta say.
Miley Cyrus?
That's Miley. Miley Cyrus, I do like Miley.
I like Miley.
She's really
a lot
grown
too.
On me a lot. But dude, the crazy eyes. Like she's bananas looking. Like she just, it's like when she sings, she opens up her eyes as wide as they'll go and she puts this like sort of mug on. Well, and then I'm always waiting for a boob to fall out the side. She's always got like the side thing going on. Like, oh boy.
She's an actress, right?
Yeah, and you know, she still does the tongue thing. I saw 15 pictures of her this morning with her tongue sticking out of her mouth.
Well, she's a goofball, so
she
what?
She is a goofball.
Oh, what were we saying about her husband? He was hospitalized over the weekend.
You know, we weren't able to figure out why.
Interns, I go, you know what? See if you could find something.
Right.
I've read like 5 different stories, and I can't find out why.
So I guess, you know, if my husband was in the hospital, I would go be with him. But I think because she was part of the tribute to Dolly, she brought her mom and dad, right?
Yeah.
Oh my God! On the red carpet, someone was interviewing Miley, and they called Dolly Parton her fairy godmother.
Oh, that's fun.
I'm like, oh, cute. I wonder if that was
that
a mistake.
Sweet.
Lady Gaga had a good night too. Lady Gaga is just like earnest is the word for her. Like I really believe that she feels it all like so intensely. And that it's not an act at all. She is.
I don't like it.
I'm kidding.
And I'm a big fan of hers. But when she started in right there at the intro of the show, I went, if this is going to be the tone of the night, they're going to lose me right here. Mm. Luckily, they got
what
into music.
She
just gets so like, they told me I wasn't good enough.
That part.
They told me I should sing like this. And I'm just like, ah, oh, crap.
And then she wins
Why
one of the
you
first.
Come out and do a song. Like, man, that's not.
Did you see her song performance?
No, I didn't.
So she
I
did
left.
Shallow. And it's, you gotta, look, she's a great singer. And this is a rock performance. Like, and listen, Bradley wasn't there. Thank God. La la la.
He was at the. He received 2 awards at the British
BAFTA,
Academy
yeah.
Awards. Yeah.
So he was over there.
Yeah.
Well, so she's on stage, and listen, she looks amazing. I love Lady Gaga. She's a great singer, and it's just comical, like how, like she's like headbanging while this is happening, like.
Yeah, she is.
It's a lot. I mean, she's so into it.
I don't mind the dramatics while you're performing. It's the speechifying that loses me. And look, I do believe all of the women that got up there on that intro were trying to talk to little girls.
Yep.
They were
sure.
trying to say
Absolutely.
To young women, we're up here, we got told no, and... You can be up here too.
Yeah.
So
They're
get
trying
it.
To send a positive
right.
message.
I get
Maybe
it.
Maybe it misses you because you're a man, but at the same time, it should hit you because you have 2 daughters.
Right. No, and I'm telling you, it's fine. I know who they were going for,
okay.
and that's great.
Watch this part of the performance. Turn this up a little bit. Honestly, if you couldn't hear the audio, you would think this was like
Man,
a warrant video from 1989. Here we go. I can't believe they go away from her when they start this part. Are you watching, Yuzi?
Yeah, no, I am.
She is great. But, I mean, just like all the visuals are like 80s glam
yeah.
band hardcore.
She's pulling the vocal, though.
She sure is.
And the shallow, la, 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 lower her from the shallow now.
Sounds great.
She did sound great. But she's just so crazy. And then she wins one of the first awards of the night. And she's all, it's like that that overwrought emotionalness.
You see this part, right?
Yeah, I know. It's so funny. Turn
crazy.
It up. Turn it up.
She's going bananas.
Yeah, she's like riding that mic stand like it's a horse.
That is killer, though.
They have pyrotechnics and explosions. It's like, dude, this is a song from like a movie soundtrack. But...
At one point, she kind of does a Michael Jackson kick, too.
Oh, know? Yeah, yeah. She does some little kicking.
I love her.
That note.
Yeah.
I'm a fan.
I like that note, too. Listen to that.
Watch for the kick, though. Watch for the kick, though. You have to watch for this kick.
Okay, watching for the kick.
Right here.
Oh, go Lady Gaga. I love her. She's great. But
it's probably
just
how she performs. That's all from her tour, right?
Right, I guess so.
Or residency, whatever.
And she's just, you know, she wins that first award and she's like basically in tears. She's, oh my God, I can't believe it. Like, really? It feels like you should believe it. I don't know. It's not your first award or award ceremony.
Everyone is special, though.
Yeah.
I'll post this video to the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
She also won...
and everyone adds on how many more millions?
Oh, God, I'm sure gajillions of zillions of millions. So Shallow won Best Pop Duo Group Performance and Best Song Written for Visual Media. She won Best Pop Solo Performance for Joanne, Where Do You Think You're Going? And then there was that intense performance of Shallow. Cardi B.
Cardi B was really good
last
night.
Cardi B was really good.
I loved when they got started and she was just sitting down doing that shoulder and it was pretty choreographed.
Uh-huh.
That was really well done.
Her dress when she showed up was, I thought, freaking stunning.
I didn't see this
dress. So this is a vintage 1995 number. Somewhere I have, you know, I actually think it's the exact dress that was on the runway all those years ago. All those gajillions of years ago. Let me find the actual
With who?
Thing. It's a.
With whom?
It is a Terry. I don't know how you say this guy's name. Terry. Terry Mugler. Fall 1995. I think this is the exact dress. I was looking at the ruffles. I think it's the exact dress. that was on. That's from 1995. Look at how the ruffles in the back. There's like that doubled one.
No, they look
think
the
it's,
same.
It's the exact dress. So she's. It's sort of like she's blooming out of a flower. Like it
they
has
even
a,
have the same pearls on.
Yeah,
and the same
whole
headdress.
The whole thing. It's the whole look.
Yeah,
and it's. I thought it looked beautiful. You weren't a super fan
no.
of it, huh? I liked it. She's sort of blooming out of that dress, and
I didn't see that. Her performance was excellent, though.
Yeah.
So she was wearing a different outfit for the performance, but they did put something that there was like that black feathery thing that went
around her.
Oh,
waist.
I love that.
And
that was
finished,
sort of the same look,
spreading out.
It was gorgeous. She looked like a peacock,
and it looks so
she crushed
heavy
it.
Too.
I could do without them flashing to her husband, whose tongue is hanging out.
Oh, I know.
Like,
I saw that.
I was vogued by that too.
Oh, dude, come
I
on.
Went. Oh yeah. Boy, Hooman goes. Boy, they sure got the camera there at the right time.
Yeah,
I'm like, you're right about that.
Wrong time, you mean?
Ugh. Hey, when you're at those kind of performances, does the person the camera person goes to, do they know the camera's on them? Because I felt like people were not smiling, and then all of a sudden the camera's on them, they smile. So do people know the camera's
no,
on them?
I wondered about that. Well, the cameras are all over the place,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, yeah.
So they're to capture whatever reaction shot. But I agree with you. There were a lot of people, like as Michelle Obama's talking about, and there's someone just like so loving it in the moment and just so funny to watch people's reactions to those things. I always wonder that too. Like,
but even that
like he stuck
thing
his tongue out because he's on camera.
I'm all, hey, does he...
They were making out on the red carpet, her and Offset. I guess he went on stage with Cardi B when she accepted the best rap album, which I think it's the first time a girl's ever won best rap album.
Mm-hmm.
So good on her. But they went up there and he's up there and she referenced him as her husband. And on the red carpet, they were just huge tongue makeout. Like wrestling snakes of tongues.
Show the world we're back together.
I guess so.
Better and stronger.
Yeah, than ever. Oh. So anyway, Invasion of Privacy won Best Rap Album. Let's see here. I guess Mac Miller lost in that category. Mm-hmm. And Ariana Grande, who wasn't at the show, she was home watching it. Apparently wearing the dress that she had planned to wear.
Oh, she did?
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
she said put some pictures of herself out in that. She looked beautiful. It's too bad she didn't get to wear it. Well, she did get to wear it. Never mind. But she was mad because Mac Miller lost in that category, and so she had tweeted a couple things about it, and then she realized, oh, I'm kind of crapping on Cardi B, so she took him down and said, you know, good on you that you won. Dua Lipa won Best New Artist. Greta Van Fleet won Best Rock Album. Chris Cornell won a posthumous award for When Bad Does Good. You know, he died like 2 years ago, almost. I think he died in 2017, but maybe later in the year.
When Bad Does Good, is that from a movie?
You know, I don't know. And I asked Bryn to pull it up because I wasn't. God, I love his voice. That's gorgeous. Is that from a movie? Do you know?
I'm looking.
Like, why is it eligible for this year's awards?
Who knows? But you know what?
What a
give it to him.
No kidding. His little kids went up and accepted.
Yeah.
Anything that you wanted to play us from their acceptance speech on his behalf?
Yes, here's his daughter speaking.
Mm. Oh, it's heartbreaking.
Oh, boy. Yep, that got me. That's tough.
Very.
She did it. You did a good job, young lady. Mm-hmm. Very well done.
Her won Best R&B Album.
Oh,
you guys,
uh-huh.
I don't know her.
Her.
I don't have her record. I feel like I'd heard that song before, but that performance last night stole the show, in my opinion. I didn't see the whole thing.
I loved it too.
I thought Alicia Keys was really good too when she did the two pianos, but just her by herself. And then as a little bit, as it went along, people came in. I thought it was fantastic. Just great. Like, Janelle Monáe also.
Oh, wait. I was going to say, yes, Janelle Monáe.
She
does that song that sounds just like a Prince song.
Held the guitar.
Dude,
and
she was amazing.
Was good.
Although I did notice on a lip sync note that, because I was watching her play and she's hitting all the things, and then she reached up and kind of like touched her face and the hits were still
so
going.
She wasn't
so I was
doing
like,
that.
I don't know,
well, you know what? Then I have to take back some of my, because I thought you have to have a certain amount of control to play a bright chord like that, nail it,
keep it
and
bright
not
and sharp.
Overplay it.
Yep.
Like she was doing too good, and now I know why.
Okay. Well, you know, I think a lot of them play to a track, and I'm not sure what's live and what isn't.
I don't blame her.
She
wouldn't have gotten that as well as she did unless she practiced
it.
Well,
plus those
nonstop.
She gave that guitar away and did a dance break that I was like, damn, I like her, and now I, you know, I love her. Like, she's just good. She was captivating.
Well,
we sat and watched that whole performance, and we were fast-forwarding a lot of stuff.
I thought she was fine, but her just stole. Like, I loved it.
Here's what Janelle wore to the ceremony before she changed into whatever she performed.
Oh, where's her tuxedo?
Yeah, she always wears those, huh?
Yeah, so she had a really neat dress on, sort of feathery, and there were some good outfits. There were some just awful outfits.
You know, can we go back to her
sure.
for a second? I was trying to find her. I know she's playing at Bottle Rock, and I can't find the darn day. But there is an article from my little friend over from the Bay Club, and she wants to be a music critic and writer.
A little friend.
Yeah, so you know the Bammies.
Yeah.
Now it's online. What is it, like BAM.com online? And she wrote an article about her, just interviewed her like a couple weeks ago, and just loves her. The little girl's name is Mara Crockett. So you can check out her article if you love her.
H-E-R.
Mm-hmm.
What is her name? I heard it this morning on the radio, but I didn't.
I don't know what her real name is.
Yeah, I don't either.
Oh, she's a little Vallejo girl.
Yeah,
and really blew the doors off that. I did not know her, and
Gabriella
I did
Wilson.
Not. Okay,
Gabriella Wilson.
How cool was that when she's doing these just little notes, and then vocally following it along with
it
the
was
group
great.
Of the chorus? It was like, wow, she's tearing.
You
it
never
up
see
right
a
now.
Chick wailing a solo, and she did. I was like, look at her go. Good for you. Let's see. Beck won Best Alternative Album. People are still, you know, they're talking about the Dolly Parton. I'm only seeing good things about the Dolly Parton. I did not love that. I didn't see the tribute to Aretha Franklin, but people, that got pretty good reviews, too.
I saw it. It was fine.
Just fine?
Yeah. That's it.
I hate to say it. I believe I went to bed at the, was it Diana Ross?
Uh-huh. She came out.
That's when I went to bed.
Oh.
So I missed
She was
that.
Her fabulous self, and her little 9-year-old grandson introduced her.
I saw him introduce her.
He's quite the character.
Grandma.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, well.
My grandmommy, Diana Ross. And he's got this big old hair like she has. It was funny.
All right, that's all I can squeeze in. We'll do a little more Grammys and get to some other stuff at 7. What's coming up in the news, Vincent?
We begin the week with you judging.
Oh, I love judging.
Is it wrong?
Probably.
After these.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Thank you so much for listening. Happy Monday. It's going to be a great week. Not even as rainy as we thought it was going to be either. Like, I really thought this whole week was going to be a washout, but looks like we're going to get a couple halfway decent days in there. Which is sort of nice. You can watch the show. Just go to radioalice.com/watch. That link takes you directly to the Looking Glass. We do a live video show all morning long. Vaughn runs the cameras in the other room there. And then throughout the day, it gets looped. And on the weekends, it's like a best of from the week.
Yeah.
So anytime you want to check us out, we're always there. Can't get rid of us. All right, let's do this.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. Go to our station's website. All right, here's what's happening. What I'm seeing weather-wise is we've got a break today and tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Huge rain Wednesday.
Oh.
That's the big day.
Funny, CBS was very like, yeah, might be some showers.
Huge rain for Wednesday. Let me check the, yeah, Wednesday's the day. 100% chance of rain.
Really?
Wednesday all day. Thursday a little bit and then clear, or it's... For the most part, we're getting another break on Friday, Saturday.
What does Sunday, Monday, Tuesday look like?
Looking sunny.
Oh, good.
Like full sun, no.
That's good. I have a family of 6 descending on me this this Thursday night.
Why?
Yeah.
Can you move real fast?
No, I can't move real fast.
What is...
My cousin Brad and his wife Madeline and their 4 kids are coming.
Why?
Oh, wow.
To visit.
you never think like now? No.
No, I love them.
Where are they staying?
We're busy.
Our house.
Oh, God. What?
Mm. Is there enough room?
There's only six of them.
Only.
Sure. We're going to make it work.
Wow.
We're
going
to make it work.
Are you going to use the she shack as one of the rooms?
No. There's no room in there. But whatever. Are they going to sleep on a work table?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let one of the bad kids go in there.
No, the kids are all good. Their littlest one, I want to say, is six-ish.
Oh, wow. Young.
Yeah.
By the way, there's only one purse left on Sloppy Stuff, everybody.
Dude, I literally cannot keep Sloppy Stuff stocked. I'm only one person, you know? I make as many as I can.
Anyway, weather-wise, looks like rain on Wednesday, but then clearing up
it's good. I'll be able to get them out of the house then.
And next week looks sunny.
I was scared that it would be raining and we'd be trapped in the house.
But as the sun rises over the Bay Area, still snow-capped Mount Hamilton down south. It's crazy how much snow is there. And, of course, Tahoe, they're digging out. They got 4 feet
it's great.
In some cases.
Oh, just keep on snowing.
All right. So here's what's happening. I'm going to begin with the story where you judge.
All right.
Okay?
I love that. I'm going to say I'm prejudging.
Getting married is a big deal.
Yes.
A lot of people rush into it, you know.
Yes, I've definitely...
1, 2, 3 years of knowing each other and you're going to marry already?
Dude, 3 years is plenty. 2 years is... 1 year is plenty of time.
How?
It's the people who marry after 2 months that I'm like, really?
All right, well, maybe, you know, you and I can part ways on this particular part
of the
discussion.
We can agree to
disagree.
Right.
This couple...
Yes.
They're newlyweds. She took to Reddit... upon returning from their honeymoon with a question for the people. Am I the bleep hole?
Oh.
That's the question
so
for the forum.
She's really asking.
Am I the bleep hole?
All right, what happened?
Now remember, this is them returning from their honeymoon.
Which is supposed to be just a blissful time in
right.
their life. Right. Finally, all the pressures of planning the wedding and executing that are off and... You can just relax and be a couple.
She's 27. Mm-hmm. He's 32. But he told her, even though he's 32, that makes him a millennial, correct?
I guess so, yeah.
Yeah. Right in that millennial.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So there he is. He's a young man. But he says, I'm old-fashioned. I want to wait until we marry.
Okay, so he's got performance problems.
A newlywed whose husband... wanted to wait until marriage to have sex has revealed upon returning that she feels deceived after discovering he has something called microween. Actually,
she'd never even seen his wiener?
No. On their honeymoon is when she discovered it is, let me see if I can find, jump ahead, 1.25 inches. That's
1.25 inches right there.
That's even bigger than 1.25 inches.
You think that's bigger than 1.25 inches?
By a 1/4 inch or so. That's bigger than 1 inch.
No, that looks like 1 inch to me.
Well,
whatever. Sure. It's barely bigger than the first knuckle of your pinky.
The question she had for
that's
the people
bad.
Of the forum was, yes. Is she justified feeling upset and that she was lied to about why
together,
he wanted
Vinny?
To wait until marriage to be intimate?
So you're saying...
She writes, I literally just got back from my honeymoon a couple hours ago. So we only dated for 6 months.
Oh,
we've been engaged for another 6 and just got married on Saturday.
So
we got close to fooling around a couple times, but it never went that far. I tried, but he always stopped after it went too far, according to him.
Well, he'd obviously been burned a couple times by people going, you got to take me home now. That sucks. It sucks for both of them.
Yeah,
I feel bad for him. I feel bad for her. That's deceitful though. If you're gonna get someone to marry you and
she
then not
should,
reveal,
you know, it's part her fault too. She should have taken that thing for a ride. You don't
absolutely.
Well, but he
at least
kept
taking
saying,
it for a feel.
Hold on
well,
though. If you really like, I get what you would have done. I would have done the same thing. But I'm in her defense. I'm assuming. here they are. She really likes the guy. They get along great.
She loves him. Yeah.
He's giving her a spiel about how he wants it to be a thing, and he's old-fashioned, and
that's because that's all a lie. That
right.
That's what's
wrong
with this.
That's not the reason why the intent was.
She says he's not religious. He just claimed to be old-fashioned.
And my tiny ween.
I tried, but he always stopped me. She says,
I hate to say it. Anytime a guy's saying no, there's something. There's something going on.
About an inch and a quarter of business, I honestly acted like nothing was out of the ordinary, and we went to town. I don't know, she explained. I kind of feel lied to.
Yeah.
Like a half-truth. Or something was intentionally withheld from me.
Yeah.
This was unexpected, to say the least, she says.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then, as the commenters read her story and started to give her feedback, many said, this is a trust issue. You'll never trust him.
Oh.
You can't trust someone
That's
who's
a huge
withheld
thing.
Something like that from you
mm-hmm.
until your honeymoon?
Mm-hmm.
Another person writes, wow, and this, kids, is why you don't wait until marriage to have sex,
mm-hmm.
which is... There it is.
I just can't believe, like, I mean, if you're making out and everyone, I mean, you can tell what's going on with someone when you're making out. Yeah.
I don't know what to say about that. I just thought
they're,
I'd.
When they're grinding against you.
So one of the people. Vinny,
yeah, you got to do that.
This is from, did you say Reddit?
Yeah.
This is one of the few reasons you can get a legal annulment in most states.
How horrifying.
This could mean IVF to have kids. This is a medical condition diagnosed at birth, not an opinion of size. So a lot of things can be reasons why.
Sure.
Not just it's small.
No. I would, it look.
So small that he hid it from her, though. But he'd obviously been burned.
Okay,
somebody had
but you can't,
him over.
You cannot marry with that being.
The thing you're hiding.
You can't.
I 100% agree with you. I really think that if you're about to embark on a journey together, all the facts should be known. Like, there she is on her honeymoon going, oh.
Here she is going, this guy's amazing. He doesn't send me unwanted D pics. I love him. He's amazing.
He's not nagging me.
My last boyfriend. Those are the pictures. Daily.
Now, I guess we know that there's a reason to use the new little guy emoji.
No.
Well, yeah, look, and people are right. That is actually, they call that a medical situation. It's like they just sort of failed to develop.
Now.
What?
Listen. Keep in mind as we do that story that we're all kind of slutty here. And I'm not that slutty, but, you know.
Speak for yourself.
Oh, you of all people.
Too,
oh, my God.
Ryan.
You're a slut.
here are some relationship benchmarks and how long it takes to get to them. And I was like, having sex for the first time, 4 months, 17 days.
That seems like a long time to wait.
Well,
oh,
right.
Because I'm slutty.
Right.
I get it. Now I get it. I'm like,
four hours,
17 minutes,
right.
Maybe.
So, okay, maybe not the first day or the first date, but I do think 4 months is a little long.
It's a long time.
To me.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like.
I feel like that's old-fashioned.
Well, I told you. I was dating a girl I really liked. I thought she liked me. 3 dates in, by the fourth date, it didn't happen, and I went, she doesn't like me.
Mm.
She's not into me. I mean, she was into me enough to make out with me,
mm-hmm.
but she wasn't into me enough.
Put out, baby?
Well,
what?
I mean, how many, you know, she wasn't into it. That's
all
right.
Well, she was into it, though. It turns out she just had her period.
I don't know that.
No, she confirmed
I know, but
that.
I didn't know that.
Okay.
What I'm saying.
Well, she probably should have just said something to you, like, I want to, but tonight's not the night. That's what you know.
Yeah.
I think a good solid dose of honesty is the way to go.
Mm-hmm.
But I do feel for this guy because what a thing to like that has clearly become a thing in his life. Like, he's been ditched by people in the past because of the microween. That has happened to him because otherwise he wouldn't have put this big charade on, you know, to trick her into marrying him without knowing.
Well. At 32, though, he's a grown man.
This is 1.375 inches. I did the calculations. So
length,
this is
across.
This is bigger than what.
That's bigger.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I don't even know how that's possible. It doesn't seem.
Well, obviously, it's a thing.
Come here. Let me see that against my finger.
It just seems.
Remember, it's bigger than it's 1.3.
Slightly bigger.
Slightly bigger than 1.25.
It's to your knuckle.
That is. Of all the things that we have medical help with, that does seem like a thing that should be dealt with. Like, they need to really put some money into that. Like,
well,
that's tragic.
It's horrible for him, and I know he has parents, and he's
it's not
rare. His parents are probably like, "You're okay, honey. You're a good person."
Well, they might not even know. Well, I mean, once you're about 10 years old, you stop wanting to be naked around your parents. You know.
Well, you don't think that he asked them about it?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe.
Wouldn't your kid? I certainly would have.
I think my kid.
What's going on?
The one kid I literally have not seen naked since he was 10 years old, and just that was the end of that. The other kid has been like, "Hey, what do you think this is?" I'm like, "Oh my god, it looks like a freckle. I don't know. I
sure it's not skin cancer. Come closer, mom.
Yeah, get in there, mom. Oh my god, do you want to go to the doctor? I'll take you to the doctor. She should really. She's more qualified than I am.
I just wanted to give you part of that benchmark so that you'd have an idea that not everybody goes for it." 4 hours in.
Well,
I don't know why.
It's going well. Both
I'm
adults.
Not trying to waste time over here.
Yeah.
How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts.
I know you do. George Washington's hair wasn't a wig. His hair was all natural, and it was most likely red, not white.
Oh. Wow. Well, they all wore wigs back then, right? Like there was
I think
a whole...
some that we've heard that, but I think some of them because they had issues. Oh. There weren't.
I thought that was part of the and they still wear wigs in England.
Powdered wigs were a thing,
yeah,
for sure. I also think there were some serious health issues going on then that we don't have today.
No, you're right. I mean, isn't he the guy with the wooden teeth? It really is very nice how we all, you know, most of us don't smell bad.
Right,
we had fluoride treatments for our teeth and still have them.
Americans spend about $70 billion a year on the lottery, which is more than we spend on books, movies, music, video games, and tickets to sporting events combined.
You gotta be kidding me.
No, I'm not kidding you.
Yeah. Once in a while, when it's big, I'll drop some money on it, but certainly far less than I'm spending on most other stuff.
Speaking of sporting events, mm-hmm. we go now to our correspondent who was live on the scene last night as the Warriors took the court.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
At the Warriors game last night.
It's such a great game, too. You know, if it's not, like, super great, I want to go home because it's a weeknight.
Yeah.
It's a school night.
But, what time are you there till?
I got home at around 8:40, so that wasn't too bad.
What?
It was an early game. It was at 5:30, so.
It's great.
Yeah, but home?
What?
You got out of the stadium at home?
Well, he must have left before the game was over.
No, I waited the whole, because we were down, but, like, it was back and forth. And we were down by 20 in the first quarter. I just thought, like, damn, man, this sucks. It's
going to
be one of those games. But then, you know, Steph Curry with a shot. Oh, it was a good game. And I got to watch them warm up, too, like 10 feet away. It's like, oh, I could reach out and touch them.
It was the Heat last night, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
And they honored Dwayne Wade, too, for a second.
Well, is he retiring after
this
year?
Yeah, he's retiring. So
his last time.
So they mentioned him, and the whole stadium lit up. Showed him some love. It was really nice. He was like, oh, so honored. Because normally we hate on them.
Sure.
But fun game. And the baby fell asleep with the roars.
At the game?
With the roars.
Nice.
At the World. Oh, and Michael Franti was there.
Oh, he was busy this weekend.
Yeah, I was like, I know. Here, hold my baby. Let me take a picture real quick. Stepped back.
Oh, did you put it on Instagram?
It is. It's my story. I should put it on my post, but it's my story right now.
It's funny because after his show, he was like, all right, I'm going to guest bartend at Liam's new restaurant, which me and Yuzette and Brynn are going to have dinner at tonight. And the guy never stops. He
really does.
Constantly goes out. So him going to the Warriors game. Makes all the sense in the world.
Of course it does.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
I'll do some more Grammy stuff, but I have other things I want to get to as well.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.